Oh, yeah.
Not today. It ain't gonna happen to us today here on the edge. Okay, brains. Guess who I have in the house? The snapback coach, Trishana Johnson.
That's right. I'm on the edge, baby, and I don't know what April gonna throw at me.
I hope you got your catcher's mitt because it's about to get on and popping. I love to have
I'm ready. Bring it.
I love to have a conversation with a mature woman. Okay, brains, let you in the room. Get your head right, okay? Because they don't know what's going on. This is the real deal here on the edge. The place where the conversation is pointed and the guests are sharp and the responses are what? They're never dull. Right. Y'all got to say that. I'm about to have some prizes. Matter of fact, let's be the prize of today. Trishana, you are the winner of a $50 gift card.
Okay. I'm going to drink to that.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start popping back on these great interviews. I'm just going to randomly pick somebody. It's going to be on and popping. All right?
I'll drink to that today.
Okay. Well, you got to work for this 50, though. You got to tell all your business.
All my business.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about you, baby.
I am Trishana Johnson. I am the CEO of Resilient by Design. I was raised in New Orleans housing projects. In 1996, I decided that me and my son, it was time to get out of the war zone. It got to be so much, you would wake up, you thought you was in a literal war zone. You know, one night I was sleeping and all of a sudden I heard, ba-boom, ba-boom. And then I rolled up out of my bed. And the next thing you know, I was on the floor. So I said, no, a 13-year-old Black male will not be a statistic. So I came to school at Mankato State University as a rehabilitation counselor. And that's where I got my degree. And I wind up staying in Minnesota, went to the Twin City for a couple of years. And then I ended back up in Mankato in a rural area, 80 miles from the Twin Cities. So it's been
what you doing down there in the rural city? Y'all making moonshine back in there? What y'all doing? Living off the grid?
Girl, we ain't making nothing but vegetables in the summertime. Ooh. And ain't learned how to do nothing with them but eat them.
Well, that is wonderful. So what got you to go back there?
School. I came to school here, but also, like I said, I needed to make sure my son wasn't just a statistic.
Right.
You know, raised in a housing project. Like I said, they started gang war back there. And I'm like, no, my son not going to be in jail. He's not going to sell drugs and he's not going to be whatever, ever.
So I'm going to take him to the country and have him plant potatoes.
Oh, I took him to the country. But he wasn't playing potatoes. He's into acting. Wow. And then we moved to the Twin City in 2000. He stayed up there and I came back.
Wow. Well, we had to get him on the show to talk about his budding acting career. So you lost a lot of weight. We was talking about that. Let's talk about weight loss for a minute for women of a particular age, because I tell you, the struggle is real. But I'm winning the fight. But there's so many components to that, you know, and then after you lose the weight, you go through a whole mind shift because, you know, you think you're fine there for real. You don't know how to handle it. How much weight did you lose? Because you were a pretty large lady.
Well, throughout my tenure of losing weight, my life been a battle, a roller coaster. And that's what Resilient by Design is. You know, there's different elements of your life where you will have an area where you successful at, and then you get stuck. In 2003, I was 203 pounds. And I was like, no, I have this up. Well, actually a girl at church said, what are you doing to yourself? Actually, I was 404 pounds. She Wow. said, no, you have, she said, no, you can't do this to yourself. So it's funny. I started watching a videotape with Denise Austin every morning at 5 o'clock. That girl was working out and I was watching her. and then I said, let me get up and go to the Y. I joined the Y. And I started doing dance aerobic and then exercise and water exercise. So it's been a battle because, like, recently, I started back gaining weight. I was like, no, this can't happen. I mean, back and forward. And so recently I've been trying to watch what I eat, but also I started working out some. And then when I got sick, I stopped. But then I still haven't been eating as much as I used to, because I noticed that my hips is not as wide as they were. But I have an
exercise. Nobody gonna be disappointed.
Well, you know what? Some things has just been a part of you forever.
That's right. And there's some things that, you know, folks is paying big money to get some big hips, girl. You know,
and boom, boom, too. Girl, I got it all.
No, they face, they nose, everything. But that's, you know, cosmetic surgery. Would you ever do cosmetic surgery?
You know what? To be honest with you, I would do it, but I would do a lot of research. I would do it in my arms because my arms is flabby. Mm-hmm. And I would do it for my puppies, my girls to sit up at a tent.
Would you let them? Oh, okay. All right.
That's about it. You know, other than that,
skin keratosis. I don't know if you can see it on my face. It's really, okay. And it's hereditary.
Okay.
And so I've had the finest doctors in the world offer to laser it off. But you know, we keloid. And girl, that's the last I need. I said, I'm going to put some foundation on this, and it is what it is. What do you think about that? Letting it be what it be, you know, because folks don't want to let it do what it do. And maturing, I think, is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Everybody ain't going to get to 50, 60, 70. My mama got to 91, girl.
Wow. You know what? Sometimes, like I said, some of the cosmetic surgeries are just superficial. And so, like, if I had money, I probably would, you know, certain things, but also it's a risk in life. So you may get that removed and then you get something else.
I know.
It depends.
You get liposuction on your stomach and it grow on the back of your neck, because it's coming back if you don't maintain it.
It will. Honestly, it will. And know your address. So it really will, you know, come back. So it's a mindset. It's not just like saying, oh, I'm going to lose weight, unless you have a mental mindset that not only am I going to lose it, I'm going to keep it off and then take and put it into practicalities. Yeah. Because everybody, you know, sometimes we reduce or lose and it comes back because we don't do what it takes to keep it off.
Yeah, you don't do the maintenance, like on your car.
It's work.
Okay.
It's work.
So let's talk about that, because you are a woman of language. You and I have that in common. We both study Toastmasters International. I love Toastmasters International. Yay.
Yay.
It started my career as an orator. Yes, it did. It taught me parliamentary procedure and how to pause and how to walk to a lecture and then just, you know, how to run.
Hand gestures, body language.
Exactly. When they come alive, you know, and when it just kind of just, you know, it is awesome sauce, brains, and it's free. It's a nonprofit organization. You got to pay for your books and all that kind of stuff. But you get around some camaraderie and you get around some people that are very introverted and shy. And all of a sudden, they just blossom like a lotus flower.
You know what? Amazing, though. Toastmasters have so many dimensions. You know, they have like 143 countries, clubs, and in 143 clubs, but also there's not just a club where you just come together. It's proven. It's almost 90 years old. So it's almost short of 100. Or is it up close to 100?
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that, I mean, I love about it. Actually, it's 2 years from being 100. I jotted my note down to make sure. And Toastmasters have corporate clubs. They have clubs in the community. And so Toastmasters have 78% have bachelor's degrees, and then 39% have master's degrees. So it's a proven method of not just speaking, but effective communication.
Right. And leadership.
Leadership. Exactly.
And leadership. And I love it. You know, and it's not boring. It just depends on what you bring to it. Because I was a poet growing. I was bringing them, you know, I was bringing them the storytelling, the whole thing, you know. So it's different for everyone. But if this is your goal or aspiration, just to be able to speak comfortably, because you know that old saying is that's one of people's biggest fears, is speaking to a crowd. But I love it. I love the energy. But you focus on the first few people, okay, there, and get their response. Don't worry about the audience. What's the largest audience you spoke to? And then I'll tell you the largest audience.
What's the largest audience? I say 300. That's the largest. I have never went beyond that, that I know of.
I got to speak to 5,000.
Wow.
I know. That's what I said too. At one time.
Wow.
Yeah, it was boss. It was boss. But it's such a, you know, it's such a frame to be able to say what you want to say. And you use this in your life, Brains. Yes. You don't lie. You know, when you're in a business meeting, you get a poker face. You know, you learn how to negotiate with people. You learn different personalities. Oh, I could just talk about Toastmasters for hours.
You know what? That's how my business launched off. When I first started Toastmasters, it was really weird because coming from the South and our dialect is definitely different. They didn't understand me and they would say, well, you have to do this or that, or what do you want us to look at? I didn't know, so I didn't know what to say, but I didn't let them change me because it was so ingrained in me. Now my dialect has changed, but structure also have changed. And that's what has helped me to get the confidence that I needed to. I made it up to the ranks of distinguished Toastmasters. So I was an area governor. You know, I had 4 clubs under me. I won area governor of the year for District 6 and also Southern Division. So those things helped me boost my confidence. But once again, I didn't just stay there. I went to John Maxwell. And under John Maxwell's leadership, I became a certified teacher, coach, speaker, and a facilitator. So all those things helped to shape me so that when I meet with someone, Toastmasters give you and John Maxwell give you the ability to listen. Because when you listen, then that's when you can help people because people are telling you what they need.
Right, and, you're selling them, you know, and sell is not a dirty word, Brains. It's business. If you're in business, you're selling something.
Yeah.
You know, so get over that, you know, and women don't do that. You know,
you ask them certain questions though. And that's what's going
to selling to value. What do they value? What do they need? You're trying to fill that gap of what they need, not what you think they need, because I'm telling you, this is not 2019. Newsflash.
Yeah.
This is 2022 and folks are on the move.
April, but when you tell them what they need and you give them a prescription, it's not going to be a fit because it have to be something they believe and they have to buy. It has to be their buy-in because if it's not, it only lasts for a few moments and they're excited and then they back. But when it's something that's in them and you pull it out, then that's helped them to keep going forward.
Okay. All right. And so you're a woman of deep faith too.
Oh, most definitely.
You be talking to Jesus through the Facebook.
That's okay, baby. I you know what? That's what has kept me, literally. Mm-hmm. There's times I've always wanted to be around people. I love people. I love quiet people because still water run deep. But I like the rough edged people because they, you know, they live on the edge like April. I like the rough edged people, you know, rough around the edges, but smooth in the inside. And so I hung out with them. And sometimes hanging out with them, I'm like, oh God, I did it. I done went over too far. And he got me out of it. Without him, I would be in some places that I would not desire to be. And because of him, I don't criticize those who are there. Because even some of my friends, they would smoke their little marijuana and do their little do. And they was like, no, you can't do it. They was my mamas.
You can't do it. You know, don't do what I do. You know, I get do what I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in South Central LA. But okay. I was very fortunate because you know, I had a cool mom and dad. You know, I was pretty much the only child. I got to do and have a lot of stuff. Very fortunate. But I got a G card. Me and my husband was talking about that. He said, you got a bus pass. You ain't got no G card. I'm from South Central LA.
What the hell is a G card?
A ghetto card. That's when you stamped. You got a ghetto PhD. You fortified because you got to go through the hood, okay? And I understand totally, 900%, that you're moving your son out of that. But you couldn't have moved your son out of it if there was something that you hadn't experienced and a certain resilience and a certain texture and toughness, okay? I wear mine with pride. I wear mine with pride. And I know
I'm not hiding the fact that I was in a project. I'm not hiding that fact at all that when I worked in Minneapolis, I worked in a hood because I felt like I worked as a text a tax a practitioner. I worked in a school system with kids that was delinquency, truancies, as an intervention coordinator. So I worked in the hood, and I know what it's like to give back. I'm in Mankato because my sister lived here, and you know, I still help and give back, you know, because I feel like no matter what culture you're from or what ethnic group, everybody need help. And poor look poor everywhere you go, because you still see some of the same signs you see up here. It's amazing. They don't have liquor stores on the calendar. They have liquor stores where you go get your cases. They go and get cases. People in the hood be on the calendar with a bottle.
You guys get cases, and then I'm telling you, a little farther up now, Joe Billy and Big Daddy, they making some hooch.
Girl,
we watched that show on television, you know, Living Off the Grid, and you know, them to make the moonshine, and the ones down in New Orleans that wrestle the gators. And it's an interesting type of life. I love nature. I love being out there. And it makes you the clean air. And you look up and up in the sky, and you see actual stars. And
oh, yeah, I got stars, girl.
You got birds everywhere. Oh, yeah, I got birds. You know? So you're living a dream life, a charm life. So tell my brains how to get in contact with you and how to work with you and how they can get they snap back with a good coach.
Well, I am everything snap back on social media. And that's SANPPBACK coach .com. That's my website.com, but everything is Snapback Coach. So if you don't remember Trishana, you see Snapback Coach, and then you'll find me, and then you'll also find Resilient by Design. And that's so that help you so that you can get your identity back. A lot of times people are wrestling with who they were created to be and their purpose and destiny in life. And so that's the things that we need to do, is how to get it back. My thing is how you stay connected. I did me a little acronym for my snapback. It says S is for stay connected to the right sources. N is never stop learning. A, achieving and possibilities. P, put forth your best effort. And then P again, never stop overcoming. B for be blessed beyond measures. And then A, align. Oh, I missed something. No, K, know where you want to go. My A is align with your destiny.
She got it right. That's all right. Because you know what? Sometimes just like that, I'm glad that that happened. Just like that, you're going to stop. You're going to stumble. But what you do? You keep on going.
That's right. You get back up.
And I tell people, like in Toastmasters, don't say, oh, this is my first time speaking, unless you want, you know, sympathy. You want to go out there with a bang. And you have come out here with a bang. And I thank you so much for doing what you're doing. Brains, connect with her. Learn how to get a chapter, maybe how to build a Toastmaster chapter in your community. You can do it online. You know, it's nothing like being in the room, don't get me wrong, but there's still a lot that you can learn. There's great networking. You know, I'm talking about people with degrees. Okay. They got a thermometer. They got degrees, brains.
But yeah, April, but Resilient by Design is definitely, is for people, for women, especially who are lost with their identity, because oftentimes, no matter how professional you get, you stumble. People told you to be silent so long, so you hide behind the shadow of your true self, not knowing your value or worth. So you settle for second best when you can be the best. Mm-hmm. You could be not a copy, but the original, because the original is valuable. A copy is not necessary. So that's what I am also selling more than Toastmasters. Toastmasters is somewhere you could go to help you to increase your ability to speak. So that's about being connected to the right sources, because no matter if it's a tribe, no matter if it's a coach, no matter if it's a therapist or a minister. So there's a lot of avenues to connect, but you have to make sure it's the right source. Absolutely. Because if you connect to the wrong source at the right time, you're still not going to get the result that you want and need. And right. So that's what I do. I help my clients to connect to what source. You need a tribe? Okay, we got that. We got you. You need a coach? We got that. You need someone you want to speak? Once you start speaking, April got you on the edge. So you have a lot of different resources. You just have to pull your pool together and learn how to work them. Because right. if you don't work them, you don't utilize it, then it won't give you the benefits
you have
that
have
you
a strategy.
Need.
You got to have a strategy.
You
have
are
to
stuck.
Have a strategy.
Yeah, exactly.
And however you got to edit and filter and adjust,
yes.
that's what you need to do. But working with a coach is very important. And staying on the edge, brains. Go in. I need you to like, love, share, drink. What's in your cup? They don't know.
I know I got water in my cup.
I know you got your cup. I ain't going to tell y'all what I got in my cup. But here's to you, okay?
Have to
Thank
be
you
re-
so much.
I have to be ready for you, April. On the edge, I may fall off if I had something stronger like coffee.
Brain, she gonna fall off. All right, I'll talk to you later. You guys don't fall off. Hang on tight. I'll be back.